What kind of man is this? The walks like another. What kind of man is this? That talks like another.
Us children of the sun. Like us children of the sun.
Children of the sun.
Before you become irate, before you attempt to debate, let's take a few minutes and get the facts straight. Unquestionably, out of Genesis 1 came the divine children of the sun and the sacred garden culture from which we come. Rainforest, jungle, tropical paradise, consumers of the fruits of the trees of life. Masculine and feminine energy in a unified groove. Moving to the ebb and the flow of a serpent's move.
You see, the Nagas considered the serpent to be very wise, a Naga temple disguise. In fact, it was a Naga serpent, they say, that opened Eve's eyes. Moving like waves and sun rays, the serpent stays imprinted in the DNA's molecular cell. Ancestral encodes that tell the Naga's tale.
Yes, the serpent disguise symbolized supreme truth, a natural and innate vibe. Thus, the Naga would be considered the serpent tribe. They say the serpent tribe never died, just went deep inside to hide. The DNA code hibernating, waiting for activating.
Nagas worship the sun, air, water, and soil. Life essentials they did not spoil. Thus, Naga ecology was about our universal biology as man, he, and she. Children of the sun, in a divine union of one, offsprung from Sirius B, 20 times brighter than the sun, called the Big Dog or Dog Star, father of Ra.
Bringing the life energy of Asar, a planet that no one had ever heard of or thought to be. The Naga brought this Sirius planet reality. But let us not be mystified, it is up on this earth that the Naga spirit resides. No, the sacred ancestral Naga spirit was not depleted, was not defeated, and has never died. Regardless of how much the self-deified culture has tried to conquer and divide, reducing us to a lower lesser state to match its own fate.
It was not comprehended that the Naga spirit could not be ended. Although the children of Seth did wage a spiritual war of jealous rage to conquer and destroy the spirit of Naga glory and joy.
The bloody raiders and invaders brought their monotheistic war gods of death. Yes, the children of Seth. Domesticated, the horse used violent force to break the sacred ancestral will and kill all who would not submit. Beheaded, burned, and hung, ripped out their tongue to silence the sacred ancestral Naga priesthood for good. The Naga priest Buddha fled to escape the dread. The Naga Krishna took refuge in a faraway land instead.
The Naga priesthood stood as the voice of divine reason, while the children of Seth committed spiritual treason, causing tragic upheaval, spreading the religions of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Shepherd kings and sheep herding tribes and clans had vicious plans and cold, pale, blood spilling waves, bringing a chaotic phase of destruction everywhere they roam, looking for a home. looking for greener pastures to feed their herd. Word. This is how the worshipers of Seth would expand, bring in the energies of the desert sands and the frozen lands into the sacred garden culture communities of the he and she of man.
That is the Genesis 2 that many never knew, because the Sethian crew worships the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where one can slip, slide, or hide to decide what is evil or what is good. No Naga priesthood to dispute relativity versus absolute
truth. Rise up, Naga spirit.